Welcome back to Internet Frenzy. Got a couple of very special guests on the podcast this week. Crazy.
I'm so excited.
Do you want to introduce them?
I do want to introduce them, but first, let's introduce me. I'm Whitney.
And I'm Joe.
And this is
Shannon.
And I'm Teresa.
And these women right here are very special to me. This is my mom, Teresa.
And me.
Oh, and Joe. This is my mom, Teresa, and then my aunt, Shannon, and she's basically my second mom.
And my sister.
Yes. Sisters.
Yep. They come from a very prominent family. If you've ever been in Mesa in the last 100 years, you probably know them.
Yes. We're a royalty.
That's it.
Oh, that's right.
We're Brimhalls and Goodmans.
That's what I was going for, Goodman, but Brimhall too.
Represent, baby. Let's go.
So how do you guys feel? There's going to be people in 181 different cities in the world that are going to hear that.
Oh, good.
Crazy.
To find out who our relatives are.
That's right.
Maybe they'll comment.
I saw today that 23andMe filed for bankruptcy. So
no way.
All that's that, like that the genetic DNA testing.
Real?
Were they wrong with all of them?
Yeah.
Did they get sued? They're all wrong.
They're
just saying you're related.
It's all fake. None of it was real. She's not my mom.
Oh, boy.
And she's not my aunt.
I am. Drama. We waited till tonight to tell you.
Oh, national meeting. I knew it. Guys, I thought when I was younger that Hillary Duff's, so you know the movie, Lizzie McGuire movie, right?
Yeah.
Do you know Hillary Duff's clone, the Italian girl?
Yes.
That's Isabella.
Isabella.
I thought she was my real mom because we both could roll our R's. That's so embarrassing.
That is kind of embarrassing.
I love it now. Thanks, Mom. So anyways, if it's not her, I'll take you. That's fine.
Oh, well, that's what I thought you were saying, because everybody would always say, you look like your aunt.
Well, of course I do.
Yeah. So there you go.
Gorgeous. Just because you guys all are twins.
And we act the same.
Every single Goodman, you can just tell. You can just see it.
That's so true. I know I always get that I look like my mom. And I say, thank you.
Yeah.
So then I walk away.
Thank you.
So thank you, Mom.
Yeah.
You birthed me. I didn't birth you.
No, really. Thank you.
Well, okay. Before we jump into this week's episode and tell you guys what the theme is, I can't wait to tell you guys. It's so good. We got to talk about last week's episode. I know you're dying to know which one was the fake. I know it. You've been texting me all week. We'll finally tell you.
Yes. I can sleep tonight.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Is it?
Well, I was just going to.
That's hilarious.
Hilarious.
I just was going to say that they wouldn't know yet, but it's all good.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not released yet, but it's okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's fine.
You guys would have been asking us if we weren't about to tell you.
But that's true.
The theme for last week, we had Dallas and Noelle on. It was the lies our parents told us.
Oh, you're mine.
We had so many stories.
Yeah, it's like, which way do we go with
do
that
we
one?
Start with this story? Sheesh.
That's like pretty fitting. Mm. But there's a couple of stories about, there's some similar ones about like a mom lying to their kid about their dad after they were separated. And just, there's a couple that were very similar. Those were real.
They were real.
The listeners are going to know, the ones that have heard it, they're going to know what we're talking about. Noelle and Dallas guessed wrong as far as which one was the fake.
And we'll see if you guys guess right tonight. Can't wait.
Yeah, at the end, you'll get a chance.
We get to choose, or, okay.
Yep.
But the fake from last week was my story. It was, am I the butthole? We promise no vulgarity with these two lovely ladies.
Yeah, they asked for no cussing, and we will respect that.
So butthole is appropriate.
So, maybe not butthole. Say brown star.
Oh, gross. I'd rather butthole.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my gosh.
But AITA.
That too.
For not telling my kids about a massive inheritance for 15 years. That one was the fake.
Oh.
You guys will know.
It's a good one. It's a good story.
It's fun.
I was shook when I heard it.
It'll all make sense when you listen to the next one. Dallas and Noel got it wrong. So
sucker. Did they lose something?
Yeah, they lost $100.
Just dignity.
Do we get $100?
Goodness. If you get it right.
Oh, okay.
Just self-esteem.
Just, yeah. This actually is the prize, being here.
That's right.
Yes.
With your peanut M&M's.
With my peanut M&M's and it melting in my hand.
Yeah, I've got mine in my pocket here.
That's not true. They do melt in your hands.
M&M's.
That is the fake.
Let's sue them.
This is the fake.
Yeah, M&M's, you need to be better.
All right, you guys ready to find out the theme for this week?
Yes.
So the theme for this week is, drum roll please.
I know, I'm like,
middle-aged mama drama.
That's so appropriate. Yeah, it's funny. Oh my gosh. I don't know anything about that.
I know.
You're not going to be able to relate one bit.
Middle-aged mama drama.
That's it.
That's good. Good job. You guys did good. Good. Love it.
Yes, sir. Oh.
Here, I'm going to need air five there.
Mom,
a big
mom.
Babe, that's your real one.
Internet frenzy, electric love, so trendy. Bites and bits, we're blending. One click, no pretending.
Would I be the a-hole if I play the song that my mom chose for her funeral, knowing that it might offend some attendees?
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, that's a yeah.
Okay.
At mom's funeral. I think you guys are going to like this one.
Okay.
My mom recently passed away, and our family, primarily me, are making arrangements for the upcoming funeral. My mom always had a really excellent sense of humor, and before she passed, she told not only me, but all of the palliative care staff at the hospital that the song she wanted played at her funeral was Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead from The Wizard of Oz.
That would totally be something I would do.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I managed to at least talk her out of the soundtrack version sung by the Munchkins and got her to agree to the classier jazz version by Ella Fitzgerald.
Okay. That's
so it's a little better.
A little better. Oh my gosh.
Says, now I agree with my mom that this would be a really funny thing to play at a funeral and would showcase her sense of humor to a T. However, I'm also very aware that not everyone that's going to come to the funeral is going to take the joke in the same spirit. Yeah. And I think some of the more religious friends and family members might be extra upset because there's a certain repeated line that implies that she's going to hell. Plus, we're explicitly having a non-religious service and one of said family members has already expressed disappointment with that. So on the one hand, I think it's my mom's funeral and I should respect her wishes above anyone else's opinions. But on the other hand, I realize that funerals are for the living and it's pretty disrespectful to do something that's going to upset those actually in attendance when obviously my mom isn't going to know one way or the other. So would I be the a-hole if I still play the song my mom picked? If it matters, my alternate choice would be Landslide by Fleetwood Mac, which was her favorite song and what we all listened to in the hospital together after she passed.
Can I say something?
100%.
I totally think that that's okay. If that's what mom wanted, then give it to her. I would
honor
totally
her.
Do it.
I love it.
And better, they should play it while they're walking her casket.
Yes. I love it.
Oh, my.
We were just talking about this the other day, actually, with my kids.
Really?
Because I tell them what I want for my funeral all the
time.
What
do you want?
Why? That's
I definitely
so
want
far away.
Music. Well, and they're like, Mom, stop talking like that. But I love
Same.
It. But one of them, I think it might have been Uncle Zeke that was like, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead.
No,
so he's the one that wrote this.
Yeah, you write this story?
He wrote the story. That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, my gosh, hey. Zeke's on Reddit.
I think this is true.
Yeah. Can't rule it out.
It's my story. Well, I think it's inappropriate and disrespectful. But
on the opposing view,
she did want the song, but I still think that's my opinion.
It feels wrong. How, like, what do you do if people don't get the joke? People are going to be sitting there like, what?
Right.
Like, is this for real? You guys are disrespecting your mother like
yes.
this? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I
or
don't know.
Play it while the viewing is going on, you know?
Maybe. That's just like in the peaceful moments when you're just least, looking at her corpse.
Yeah, at least we've got it out of the way.
We're all surrounding the casket and the song.
She's dead.
And Ron's just like, ooh.
Just see circles around and dancing.
That would be funny. But...
Yeah.
But so you say no. Funeral. No, I wouldn't do it. I would just tell her, I'm sorry, we're not doing that.
I don't know how I would feel about it. I know it'd be very difficult. And I'm one who I want to honor the laughs, right? Like I want to have the laughs, but I would be very concerned about all the people that like would be in attendance that would not appreciate
that wouldn't
it.
Get it.
Right. Yeah. Cause you know, I mean,
there'd be a lot of people. I feel like everybody that's going to be there knows the person that passed on.
That's true.
And they're going to know like their sense of humor.
Yeah.
So, well then do it off at the cemetery.
Oh, is that even worse?
Do it graveside.
What?
You know what?
Graveside. No. That's something our family would totally do.
Can we
at
do
the
it
graveside.
Like
the parties there.
Or something?
Or the luncheon.
Yeah.
There we go.
There might be other opportunities to
There's
pray it.
That's
some
fair.
Way you could fit it in, but just on the theme.
I see both sides because I was kind of going back and forth between it, but really, I think I would say no. Only because I wouldn't want to offend or piss anyone off.
I'm the only one that's willing to piss people off. But here's another thing. I wouldn't want her to come back and haunt me either.
Oh, because you didn't do it. Oh, true.
Yes.
What if that was in your nightmares every night? Ding dong.
This witch is dead.
Ding dong. The witch is dead.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys harmonized that. That was crazy.
She's my real mom.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you harmonize with me?
I know, because I was... thinking about this.
She was leading the music.
I'm the only one saying, play the song. The story is about her. She's really, she's like,
well, when you,
so just telling you all now,
what
when
do
it
you
comes
want?
My time.
Yeah, what do you, what's the
this song
number
better
one
play?
No, what's the real song?
What's the real song? I don't even know. Like, I just want fun.
Okay.
So my kids do videos of me all the time doing crazy things. And so I want them to compile that and play it. And
I'll do that
gonna
for
be
you.
Like, it's going to be funny and we'll definitely have laughs. And if they
that's
totally
cute.
You,
if they do,
that would be totally you. And if they play Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, then that's
I don't
great.
Think they will.
Not that
I don't think they will.
I doubt it. I mean, Zeke might listen to it on the way to the funeral.
In
the limo ride. They might play like Lollipop Kid Mountain.
Like Wizard of Oz, is that where we're going with this?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Well, I'll tell you what I want for my funeral.
Yeah.
I want lots and lots and lots of flowers. I love flowers. Yes. I want it beautiful, whimsical. All the flowers. And I mean
all.
Like $40,000 worth of flowers, guys.
I love all variety of flowers.
I want really pretty flowers. All I want, and then this is what I want. I hope I don't die before you, Mom, because that would be so sad. But this is what I want. Are you crying? Moms, are you okay?
I'm fine.
You're attached to me. What I was saying is, what I want is the people that I was closest to. I want them to be able to take those flowers home after the funeral. But only the ones close to me. If they're fake, don't take them.
Well, if you have $40,000 worth of flowers, you probably
have a lot
enough.
Of people.
Yeah, I think everybody gets to take some flowers home. In fact, please do.
Joe's like, I'm not taking them all home.
Well, I'll be gone way before her. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
our kids are going to have to worry about that, not me.
Oof, that's so sad.
Okay. I love it when people can take flowers home.
Yeah, that's really it.
The family members.
Yeah.
True.
What do you want for your funeral? Like the number
what song
one
can
thing
we play?
You thought about it?
You know, I tried not to think about that.
Really?
Every week, honestly.
I think about it all the time.
It's wonderful that you think about it. But no, I haven't planned that. No.
That's good. You still have a good like 40, 50 years
at
by
least.
My math.
Maybe 20.
Maybe 50. You're my real mom.
20.
Maybe we are morbid, thinking about our funeral.
I'm planning.
Shower me in flowers.
And I want videos of myself.
Yeah, I want that too.
I mean, that's going to be a party in 50 years.
Was there an update or anything?
Of course there was. All right, so there is an update.
Oh.
That means there's more.
Yep. You just saved the good stuff for last.
That's right. So it says, hi, everyone. I figured I'd come back and give you all an update on how things turned out with my mom's memorial service. I'm really grateful for everyone who convinced me that playing the song she chose was the right option.
Oh.
So, yes, I decided to go ahead and play the Ella Fitzgerald version of Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, after incorporating the story behind it into my eulogy, which a few people suggested is the best way to bridge the gap between a serious occasion and a silly song.
That was genius. What did we think about that, guys?
I did. But I just didn't share that.
Just the brilliance was just glowing.
I'm kidding.
We poured a toast for everyone first, and I told them we would raise a glass during the song and then introduced it like this. I'm sure you all know my mother had a wicked sense of humor, and if you know where I'm going with this, you know why I said it that way. For as long as I can remember, she told me and everybody else that she wanted a certain song played at her funeral because she wanted everyone to laugh, not cry. And because she knew she wouldn't have to deal with it if anybody didn't get the joke, but I think you'll all get it. And despite the circumstances, I hope this will be another happy memory that we all associate with my mom. Aww. And then I played the song, and people immediately started smiling and chuckling when they caught on to what it was. The couple of people I worried about not finding it funny seemed to take it well enough. They weren't giggling like everyone else, but I think they were accepting of the song being what my mom wanted. And afterwards, a few people told me the song was perfect and that they could totally see my mom requesting that. All in all, it was a very nice celebration of life, and I'm happy with the way things turned out.
Aww. Yeah, that's good.
See, that's a good one, okay? Yeah.
You knew.
I knew it.
You knew.
Yep.
You felt it.
I felt it.
You know funerals.
I lived it. I do know funerals.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, me too, and I hate them.
Yeah, I hate funerals.
That's why I want mine to be a party.
That's
yeah.
50 years.
I want mine to be depressing.
I like how he did that. That was a good update. You
I'm
want
glad
it to
be
done.
Depressing?
Yeah.
Like, you people better be mourning.
Yeah. I want to see you all just on the floor.
They pay people for that.
Oh, let's do that.
Well, there I need go. To go first before you go.
Yeah, you would.
I can't have my kids go first.
You won't survive.
I can.
Yeah, let's pray that doesn't happen.
Look, the flowers and
yeah, I think I could just picture it now. Beautiful lavender, soft
all pink. Colors. Okay.
Yeah, I like all colors. Like, kind of my wedding colors. So that's kind of ironic, but I do want that.
Green
fits perfect.
Okay, good.
Joe, yeah. What would you like?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need to get to you.
Poor guy, the only guy here.
Oh, guys, I'm just a moderator. I'm just like, I'm just here to enjoy.
So just making sure we keep it clean.
That's it. Yes. That's it. Don't get us canceled.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I've honestly, kind of like Teresa, I've not thought about my funeral at all.
At all?
At all.
Well, I always struggle with who I'm going to have speak for me. Like, I'm picking who's speaking
do
for me.
Do it now.
I know. So yep. I got to really think about it.
Yep.
Do you have yours written down?
I don't want a speaker. I just want all music and the videos.
Oh.
That's all I want.
That's perfect. Because cool. Nobody wants to speak at it. No one wants to speak
you
at a funeral.
You can sing my eulogy. And she was born. On so we can. Or whatever.
Yeah.
You what? I can tell your life story. Can you sing it?
She wants music. That's so cute. I'll write you a song.
I'm just kidding.
I'll write a song and sing it.
Olivia will write your song.
Oh, yeah. Olivia can sing, and we'll all just be crying, and it's going to be great.
She can sing your life.
Anna can play the piano. Sydney can do her cello.
Brayden can
there'll be lots of food.
Sing. Brayden will sing, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Play the drums.
Zeke will belly dance.
Zeke will belly
dance. Latino.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, hey,
that might bring me back.
That dude can move. Like, hold on a second. Just wait 1 second.
I'm not done yet.
In all reality, though, that dude can dance.
Yeah, he can dance.
I don't know about belly dancing, but yeah, he can dance.
I mean, if
it's
he,
all the same.
He puts his hips into it.
He probably could. I'm not kidding.
Lala, he's a good dancer. He's
your
a good dancer.
Your kids can dance, too. My kids can dance.
Yes, they can.
I can twerk. My mom's never seen someone twerk faster than me.
I've never seen anybody.
Yeah, it's because you set a land speed record.
Is she really?
Is it twerk or twerk?
Twerk.
Okay, twerk.
But are you really doing that, or are you just like...
No, you're twerking. I mean, it's like,
real. Okay.
Yo, that's not.
Okay, y'all. I need to get this off my chest. I, 47 female, might have ruined a friendship, a block party, and possibly my daughter's senior year because I didn't know how to use Facebook correctly. So I live in a neighborhood with those very involved moms. You know, the type color-coded calendars, themed snacks for soccers, group chats for everything. I don't usually get involved, but this year I volunteered to help with the big senior send-off party because my youngest is graduating and I figured, why not? Anyway, our group has a Facebook planning page where we coordinate everything. I was trying to post a flyer I made for the party, and I thought I was sharing it with just our little group. Turns out I posted it to the public community group that has over 4,000 members. Not a huge deal, right? Just a flyer. Except the flyer had the address of the host's house, the time, and this is where it gets bad. I put on there it was a no parent zone and BYOB. Which is bring your own beverage. Yeah, bring your own beer. Yeah. And then in parentheses, it says teens bring your own blanket. Which, yeah, that's what she was meaning to say. Which was supposed to be a joke. It was a little inside joke from the planning chat because one of the moms said the kids were trying to sneak drinks and blankets. I didn't think anyone would take it seriously. But y'all, it blew up. People started commenting like, why are you encouraging underage drinking? Is this a party or a setup? And the worst, someone reported it to the school board and the local police. The mom whose house it was at called me screaming. She said her house was getting drive-bys from nosy neighbors, and even a local news van showed up when her kid got home from track practice. Her husband is livid and says the party's canceled, no one is allowed over, and he might press charges if anything happens on their property. My daughter is mortified. She's saying, everyone's talking about it and calling it Linda's Lit Bash, and someone even made a fake event page inviting the whole school. I deleted the original post within an hour, but screenshots are everywhere. Becky blocked me, and Becky's the one that was the
house.
That's her house, yes, Becky. So she said, Becky blocked me on everything. I think I've been silently kicked out of the planning committee. I feel sick. This was supposed to be fun. Am I the butthole?
It was a mistake.
It was a mistake.
She's not a butthole.
You don't think she's a butthole?
She just needs to be very careful about what she does.
Yeah.
Unless she did it on purpose and is just saying that she did. She do it on purpose to try to be funny?
If she did, she did it wrong.
Yeah, she did.
Totally.
She did do it on purpose.
Because
of the funny. And how she was talking at the beginning, like kind of saying, these color-coded moms.
True. Like she's kind of low-key a hater.
Yeah. Oh, that she is done that on horrible. Purpose.
Well, I don't, me and those moms don't get along either. So I'd be with her on that.
So it backfired on her, didn't it?
There is an update.
I am a color-coded mom.
Yes.
So, I take back what too. I said.
Just kidding.
Yes.
I'm not anymore.
You don't even.
You're organized, though. Like, you're very organized.
I used
organized.
To be, but not anymore.
Okay, here's a question. On the organization front, miss, I've been trying to get you to just use the timing on our calendar, and you won't. She puts the anything we have, she puts it on all day. So, like, if she has a photo shoot, she says, photo shoot 5 to 7, but it's at the top of the calendar when you go into it.
Yeah, because I want to be able to see it right when I click on it. I don't want to look. I have to scroll down.
So, is that
like on my phone?
Color?
It's. I would say it's.
It's not
the opposite because it's just
think
like
it is.
I have two events on one day. They're both going to be at the top, and they're both all day events.
But I have the time on there. I just like to have them at the top. So as soon as I click it, it's
so
there.
You are my daughter because that's what I do. Yes. See, I
and
do
I
have,
are you Joe?
Or like, you
my
put
home
like
is
correct.
One color. My church stuff is another color.
Yes,
my work is another color. So when I look at my calendar.
Like on your phone.
And then we have a family color. So if it involves everybody,
okay. Yeah, you're color coded.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But that helps me. Like when I see it, I'm like, oh, I got, you know, work to do. I have.
Yeah, that's amazing. I need to do that.
It does work nice. So that's why I'm like, I don't know. I think shame on her, but it was an accident. But I don't know. Actually, now I don't know if it was an accident or not.
So let's say you're in this little planning group. And one of the ladies that rarely is in on this stuff with you guys is like, okay, I'll join. And you're like, okay, cool.
This is like,
she joins and then she does that. And you're like,
you're out.
Yeah. Like, what do you do?
No, it's like, yeah, that's like the kid that joins the group, like the class project. He doesn't do anything. And then he like basically loses it for you at the end. Yeah. You get a failing grade because the kid messed it up and he didn't help at all. That's like totally same box.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, just trying to relate.
I think she did it on purpose.
You do?
I do. Have you ever sent something, though, to like that's a really group? Bizarre. Yes. And I've sent somebody else's text to that person. And oh boy, I really had to fix it. But yeah, I don't know.
It's that happens. Like, it does. Obviously, it does. With the technology.
It does happen. But I think she was trying to be funny.
Yeah. Here's the update.
Okay, yeah.
2 days later. Okay, wow. I didn't expect this to blow up. A few things happened. First, I got a very official-looking email from the principal saying the school is investigating allegations of inappropriate event promotion. I nearly passed out. My husband had to talk me off a ledge. Second, Becky's husband did call the cops, not to press charges, thank heavens, but to file a complaint about potential trespassing because there are rumors the kids still want to show up at their house that day as a protest. What? Kids are so stupid. So now there's basically a teenage rebellion brewing, and I'm the accidental ringleader. Third, someone printed out the flyer and taped it to my garage door in glitter. I don't even know what that means.
Probably nothing.
I know. Yeah.
They just wanted it to be
probably they were expensive. Running low on supplies. Yeah.
It was one of the color-coded mops. If you're going to send a flyer out, at least make it pretty.
Yeah. I apologized again to Becky in a long message she hasn't read. I offered to host a replacement party, but no one's biting. I may just have to sit this one out entirely. My daughter still won't talk to me.
Oh, that's so sad. I feel sorry for your daughter.
Oh, yeah.
How old is her daughter?
That's her senior year.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, this is like the last hurrah. And that's why the mom was like, okay, I'll do this.
I'll do it.
I do like that she offered to host.
Yeah.
Like...
So she didn't do it on
purpose. I don't believe so.
She did. Sound like it. Okay.
No.
I think she was really trying to do something for her daughter's senior year.
Yes.
It was a total accident. That would be something I would do. Like, I mean, wait, hold up. The BYOB, like, bring your own blanket.
Yeah.
Like, I totally would have, like, probably played on the words, you know. What is that, an acronym?
Blanket.
Is that what that BYOB? Yeah, I would have. I mean, we do that. We don't expect people to bring beer to anything we do, but we're always like, BYOB, and then we'll put underneath it, bring your own, like, beverage or whatever, you know?
100%. I say that all the time.
So, yeah.
I know. It's like, it's not that terrible.
No.
But
they got the cops involved.
Yeah.
They have the school board involved or what was that?
And the main issue is it's only because she posted it with members of 4,000 people. When you get that many people involved, people just start going at it because they have nothing else to do in their life. Like, you know? So there's one more update.
Oh, my.
Another one?
Yes.
She got arrested. I don't know.
She died. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, and Ding Dong the Witch.
It was her funeral.
And they played this song.
It's an update.
The mothers came with a boom box on their shoulder of the Ding Dong and the Witch is Dead. And they got kicked out. Yeah. And everyone had to bring their own beverage. Okay. This is update 2. This is 1 week later. So the protest party actually happened, but not at Becky's house. The kids coordinated a last minute gathering at the public park and called it Mama Linda's Blowout. Over 100 kids showed up. They even made merch. My face was on a freaking t-shirt. I wish I was kidding. This, when I heard that, I literally died laughing because I feel like my senior year, that is 1,000% something we would have ran off on. Like, if like there was this drama or things like that, we would make this like the best thing ever. And we would have 100% had like a t-shirt of the mom's face on there.
Of Linda.
Of Linda.
Isn't that her name? Yeah.
Yes. Mama Linda's Blowout. Oh, I love it. So The police showed up eventually to shut it down, but no one got in serious trouble. Apparently, it was peaceful, according to the local Facebook gossip group. A few parents are calling me an icon and saying I should run for the PTA.
Absolutely.
Oh, my Becky gosh. Becky still hasn't unblocked me, but my daughter actually said thank you.
Oh.
Because I'm guessing it turned out way more fun.
Like, I bet it was fun. These kids made it fun.
And they, I feel like they, it kind of turned into like, it was kind of this rebellious thing for them to do. And that just makes it more fun for kids, thinking that they're like starting kind of a riot, you know?
Which is where the whole no parents allowed BYOB yeah. thing was like kind of a good little, yeah. yeah. A good plan.
I think they yeah. should have invited Mama Linda.
I agree.
To the party.
She's like, that's
good. Yeah.
Yeah, get her on stage. Yeah. Speech.
That, or I would just go. If I knew about it, I would have just showing gone. Up. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. I'm here. You're yep. welcome. Thank yep. you.
That's so funny.
Autograph. So then the that, last part says,
oh my God.
She said, so my daughter said, thank you. She said this will go down as one of the most legendary events of their high school experience, even if it was unintentional. So I guess the moral is don't joke about booze on Facebook. Anyway, I'm staying off the internet for a while.
At least a group of 4,000 people and minors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay away.
People really do like have parties like for the kids and yes. actually have booze there. And this
oh, yeah.
just 100%. Doing it like as an accident.
That's so true.
But there's a lot of parents, even probably some of those that, you know.
Yeah, they were raising
it. Like, yeah. here, honey, yeah. try this glass of wine. Like, you know all these parents let their kids try wine yeah. and all these things.
As long as you're at home doing it, it's fine.
Yeah, with your yes. as long as you're
you've
with
heard
me.
That a lot.
Oh, yeah.
They, that's, like, the main. Yep, so true.
Gosh, that's tough. I thought your story was real, but I kind of could see that being real.
There was that comment that I thought was funny.
Fake.
Do you?
You know. They just could really have in their home.
Well, the good thing is there's two more stories. So
that's
you
true.
Could have that not even true. Heard the fake.
Okay, good.
I'm like, you're both wrong.
I'm going to win.
There is one comment that I loved. It said, I laughed so hard at Linda's lip bash. Sorry, OP, but this is legendary. You're the kind of mom I want when I have kids. I was like, oh, I love that.
That's good.
Sweet. I like that.
Good job, Linda.
Learn how to Facebook, Linda.
Yeah, there's people roasting her about that, too.
All right. This one comes from the Reddit. It's a from the subreddit, Insane Parents.
Oh.
So this is a screenshot of somebody's Facebook post.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
It's real.
So it's a mom posting about their child's experience. Okay, this is a hard post to write, and it may be a hard post to read as well. My kid didn't make the 7th grade junior high volleyball team. She is devastated.
You got me.
She's been crying for 2 hours now.
Aww.
Sure, it is really, really hard to watch and comfort a child that you birth when they are that upset. But also, suck it up, Buttercup. I don't have experience with this situation personally because in my childhood and teenage years, I made every team easily.
Ah.
But also, I went outside and played softball, basketball, volleyball from the time I woke up until the time mom called me in for supper. I probably rode my bike a lot in between those sports, which helped me to build my leg muscles for those said sports. We didn't have TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, video games, group texts, etc. when I was growing up. I just knew the fun of sports. So I have told my daughter, after many hugs and kisses, if you want this, put down the phone and go get it. Work for it. Put in the time every single day. If you don't want it that bad, then pick something else and I will support you. Hashtag work harder.
I agree. I saw a story. That's mine and Whitney's story.
Oh, I always made a team.
You did.
I was like, you wrote this in the future.
For you and Isla. Make work. She right? didn't make the basketball team, but she mm-hmm. made the wrestling cheerleading team.
Whoa, oh, mom.
I was like, remember
you made
that?
The wrestling team?
Why did you
film that?
Now,
why'd you try out for wrestling?
This is embarrassing.
You're not good at
you're
wrestling.
You're right. Guys, so this is what happened was.
But I know what.
Cheerleading, 7th grade.
Yes.
I tried out and I had a block. I had a mental block. So my gymnastics, I couldn't do my back handspring anymore because I had a mental block. I thought I could still get away with making the team.
That's called being scared.
Yeah. No, it was a mental block.
Okay.
The gymnast will know.
Oh, yeah.
Gymnast?
Yeah, those of you, yeah.
Anyways, so I didn't throw my back cancer or my back tuck. I didn't throw anything. But everything else did great. But I didn't make the boys' basketball cheer team.
That was the one to be on.
And that's the one to be on. And I made the wrestling. And I opened it fully expecting to make the boys' basketball. Because I was good. I just didn't throw my tuck. So that killed me. So anyways, opened it and it's like, congrats, you made the wrestling cheer team. And I was like, what? And all my friends,
what's
basketball? Aww. And I was like, and what did I do? Did I work harder? No. I said, hell no, I'm not doing wrestling.
I'm done.
So I quit.
She quit.
I didn't do it. I said, absolutely not.
You let her quit.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mom. Thank you.
I'm just kidding.
That would have been so terrible.
You didn't make the boys cheer.
Yeah, she said, yeah, you're done, girl. You're better than that.
Don't even worry about it.
You should have made the basketball team.
Yeah, that's what you said. And then you said, don't even tell them you quit. Just don't show up.
I could see her saying
that. Yeah, I think you probably did.
Fake story.
And then that next year, what'd I do?
You made the team.
Of course.
The actual basketball boys team.
The boys basketball team.
Forget cheerleading.
But
we made the team.
You...
Putting up threes.
No.
You worked extra hard.
I didn't. What did I do?
But you wrote what you wanted, and you put wrestling. Do you remember saying anything? You did it wrong. Do you remember that?
You actually are on to something, Mom, because I think it said, what team do you want to make? And I checked, I think, all of them.
You should have done that. And you shouldn't have done that, because all the other girls put basketball.
Just boys basketball, yeah.
So they were like, there's one that will do wrestling.
Yeah, literally, because there were girls that, okay, I was way better at it. I was way better than them, and they made boys basketball, so I was so, yeah, you're right, Mom. Good job.
But you also made 8th grade.
Yeah.
Was it 8th?
Is that? I made 8th grade boys basketball because I was like, all right, this time I'm going to actually make.
Right.
And I really tried.
I was going to ask if that's when you switched to volleyball.
No. No, so volleyball was always, like, my main priority.
Okay.
I started volleyball, like, 5th grade club.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. And she was really good.
How good, Mom?
You were so
good. You
were
very good.
Which one's your real mom?
Mom's. Tell me I was amazing.
You were amazing.
You were very good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. You had something to do with Sydney. Carrying on the tradition.
The legacy. It went Chelsea, Lindsay, me, Sydney, and who's next?
But don't forget Carly, Yvonne. Yep.
You right. There's
wow.
More.
And Brian.
The disrespect.
Ryan played volleyball?
And Brian. And
I wonder who started it. So was it Yvonne?
Your kids.
Yeah, all the
all played volleyball.
Brigham.
Yep, Brigham played volleyball. Brecken, Ella, or not Ella. Brecken.
Carly's the oldest. So she.
So
unless
she started
there were other nieces
it.
But too.
Brian
but
and Hillary's kids play too?
Yeah, the boy plays.
Gavin.
Is it Gavin?
He's on a mission.
Yeah. No,
the
other
one.
Or maybe Henry? It was Gavin.
I don't know. Gavin's on a mission.
Maybe
Harvey?
They all
do. Yeah. Harvey,
he's so darling. Anyways, Goodman fam, what's up? Shout outs to all the kids.
There you go.
Hope you don't mind me talking about your children.
We could have our own volleyball. So did she end up working hard? Is
so
there an update?
This yes. one there.
I want to hear this.
There is no update. So this is a little bit of a different subreddit than we usually.
Okay.
Than we usually go for, but a lot of the comments are calling the mom cuckoo.
Oh, that's. Really?
They're
yeah.
the parents that want their...
to work hard?
Yeah.
It's because it's... Because
every child deserves a trophy.
This is what they say.
Yes.
Yeah, the participation. Yeah. No, it's... one of them says, imagine using your child's defeat as an opportunity to brag about yourself to everyone online. This gives narcissism vibes. Because she was like, yeah, back in my day... I rode my bike around. I had leg muscles. Like
I didn't miss any team.
I made
team.
All the teams, so I have a hard time feeling
yeah.
bad for her.
I didn't like that. That
yeah.
read me the wrong way.
Yeah. She probably could have said it differently. Like, I have a hard time relating. Like, something. She still could have said it, but maybe not went on and on about it. Yeah. But.
Somebody else said, imagine your mom comforting you. No, imagine your mom comforting you after you cry for several hours. You finally calm down and scroll through Facebook to distract yourself, and you see your mom made this post.
That's so true.
And she's like, just like, yeah. My loser kid just couldn't hack it.
That's true.
That would be so sad.
Yeah, she's like, go outside, honey. Go play.
Put your phone down. Or phone down, whatever she said, yeah.
Like, oh, well.
Go get some calf muscles right near
your body. I might be able to do that.
Because that's going to help you make your sport. That's kind of a funny, like.
Yeah, she obviously doesn't know what sports are nowadays. It was easier to make teams back then.
Well, that and, like, thanks for considering, Mom. It's not even safe for us to ride our bikes around anymore. It's a crazy world we live in. You just want me to go get kidnapped? Cool.
Yeah, that's what she really wants.
Yeah, it was simpler times back in your day, lady.
That is different, but
it is different.
We still had to compete.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't. I just sat and watched everybody.
Yeah, what did What did you do?
I'm not an athlete.
Make jokes on the sidelines.
Did you just sing with the birds on the sidelines?
Yeah, singing. Yeah, that's all I did. I would just stand there and the birds would come to me.
You were the weird
kid. The little woodchucks. I don't even know what they are.
Let's go with that.
The woodchuck. No, you worked hard at singing. You did quite a few things.
But I did not do any sports.
That's okay. That's embarrassing. Yeah. That's okay.
It's embarrassing.
If your mom had Facebook.
But I never tried out for cheer because I didn't want to make the wrestling cheerleading squad.
Well, shit.
You got me there.
I'm just kidding.
You got
That's
me there.
That's actually a really good thing. If you make the wrestling cheer, whoever out there is listening, good for you for making a team.
Yeah,
it's
and
like
wrestling.
That's a good call.
Team that year too.
I did pole vaulting as well, and as soon as
you did, no, you didn't.
Yeah,
for track, there is no tryouts. You just make the team.
Oh,
so it's just who can stay, who doesn't quit. So I thought it'd be cool to do track
pole vaulting,
and I was like, I want to do pole vaulting because my brother Michael did pole vaulting. So I just wanted to fall on his footsteps. Well, the first day we got the stick and we had to practice going, just like hopping up, like literally just to hop up the stick. I was like, I'm good. And I quit that day.
Because it's so long.
Did it you stab you? Run.
Like, it was horrifying. I literally could not tell you. I just remember learning the steps. And as soon as you're ding, it was like, I couldn't do it.
You should have done like shot.
Did you go?
Yeah.
Or
what's the other one? Willow throw.
You're just getting pissed.
Or the hurdles.
That would have been better.
I think I could have done good at hurdles back in the day, but I also.
It was pole vaulting or nothing.
It was pole vaulting or die.
I know.
Yeah.
That takes some skill, man.
I was like one of the only girls on the team, too, and I was like.
So good. Now we know why you tried out for track.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, mm-hmm. Let's go with that team.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Like it. Did
What's
you run like the 100-yard dash?
Absolutely not. I did track for less than a week, and I quit.
This story could be true too. Yeah.
This is very much within the realm of real.
Never know. Wait till you hear the
really,
next one.
All of these. Are probably, I don't think there's a fake story this week.
You could be correct.
I still think the name there's, that one is.
There's always going to be one fake story.
There always will be.
Only
you're not
one.
Tricking.
No,
okay,
no.
Not.
We're ready
Couldn't
for the next.
It.
Am I the a-hole for refusing to let my mother-in-law hold my baby after she told my husband to get a paternity test?
Ah! Yes. No, mother is.
Yes, no, mom. I, 28, female, gave birth to my first child, a beautiful baby girl, 3 weeks ago. My husband, 30, male, and I have been over the moon, but his mother has been causing nonstop drama. She never liked me. From the start, she made snide comments about how I trapped her son, even though we've been happily married for 4 years. When I got pregnant, she constantly joked about how the baby might not be his. I brushed it off as her usual passive-aggressive behavior until I found out she took it way further. 2 days ago after I gave birth, my husband got a text from his mom saying, you should get a DNA test. You never know these days. I was devastated when I saw it. My husband was furious and told her off, saying he had zero doubts about me and that her comment was disgusting. She tried to backtrack, saying she was just looking out for him. Now she wants to come over and meet the baby, but I told my husband that she will not be holding our daughter. If she wants to question whether my child is even her grandchild, then she doesn't get the privilege of bonding with her.
My husband understands why I'm upset, but he thinks we should let her come just once so she doesn't play the victim with the rest of the family. Now she's crying to everyone, saying I'm keeping her granddaughter from her and that I'm punishing her over a harmless question. Some family members think I'm being dramatic and should be the bigger person. But why should I let someone who disrespected me and my child hold her like nothing happened? Am I the a-hole for refusing to let her hold my baby?
I don't know.
That's hard.
This one's good.
Only because, first of all, the real a-hole in this whole thing is the mother-in-law. Because she just is. She just is. There you know.
Well, she just is.
Yeah.
I don't, would never do that.
So she always had a problem with the daughter-in-law.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't blame the daughter-in-law at all.
For just being like, this is the last straw.
Yeah. Right.
You're done, bro.
Right. So, I would give it a little bit of time and maybe she'll let the mother-in-law come into their lives.
Or let her hold.
So this is where like, if I'm trying to just be devil's advocate here. Imagine the mother-in-law is sincerely concerned for her son, right? Like, let's say that she really has a reason to be concerned. The original poster is not going to, she's not going to be like, well, yeah, but like, I've been a little bit questionable at times.
True. Or he caught me in an emotional affair.
Yeah. This is a one-sided story.
Yes. You only get the perspective of the mother of the baby.
Yeah.
But let's just say, like, if you could imagine your son is marrying somebody and, like, I know it's not, it doesn't apply to your situation, but if you were concerned about them, is it unreasonable to be like, hey, son, have you thought about a paternity test? Like, is there any harm in it? Mm. Obviously, it's one thing because OP is going to take it as like a personal attack. She's going to feel like, you think I'm not loyal? But when I read the story, when I heard the story, like, my thought was, she's so defensive. Like, she's so defensive. She's so instantly like, no way. If she's only been with him and the DNA test is going to come back that it's his kid, why wouldn't you just be like, okay, that's disrespectful. Do it if you want. It's his kid. Of course it's his kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That would be really hard. Because, now you said that, I think of, like, my kid. Yeah. Do you think the mother-in-law was jealous of the daughter?
And she took in-law. Her son away?
Yes.
That could also be an option.
A little bit angry with her to begin with.
That could be a possibility. It's either that or it's this girl isn't the best.
Could be.
And it could be both, and right? It could be a mixture.
Could be
of
a
both.
Mix.
Yeah, true.
And who knows what this son is telling his mom, though? Maybe this son has said something to his mom, like,
exactly. Yes.
And so that could be why mom is like, she hired, you know,
PI.
You're on to something.
Would you ever do that?
No.
What if you had millions of dollars? Would you do it?
Maybe.
We're not going to blow my money.
I don't think I would.
Wow. Well,
okay. I don't. I would do it myself.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, you're your friend. Own PI.
Yeah, I'd be my own detective. Yeah, I would.
Good at that.
Yeah, you should look into that, Mom.
That would be so fun. We used to do that when we were younger and drive around.
We could have our own company.
We would go spy on our boyfriend.
Boyfriends?
Yeah, we would get in the car. Like, we'd borrow Angie's car or I don't know.
And Angie went with you?
No, we would just take our car and we'd drive up and... How many times did a boy come and take us out, me and my roommates, out on dates? And then we'd follow him after they leave us, and they'd go take other girls. Yeah.
Oh.
Wow, you got played, but you knew. You knew to follow them?
I'm so impressed.
We were just like, let's, you know.
Yeah.
I
loved it. It was so fun.
Oh, we loved catching those scoundrels.
I got a high from it, too, because I have that. Well, we have the same blood, guys, because did that so much. I would literally I don't think I've ever told you this, Joe, but
no, probably spied on you.
I did.
Oh,
multiple times.
I am shooketh.
I've never told you that. And we've been married almost what?
But
we've been married 10 years.
You know,
so nothing that's been found.
Oh, yes, spy away.
I'm not saying her eye spied.
No, I know. I'm just saying, if it's the mother in law or it's you, go ahead.
No, it was me. I've spied on you a few times and knew where you were.
I mean, You have my locations now.
Well, yeah, no, I don't have to.
She doesn't have to.
But
we didn't back then.
One time we were like going to hang out and then we decided not to. And this is when we were just like dating. Like we weren't like official or anything.
So
and did he tell you he was sick?
No. No, he said he was going to go bowling with his friends. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to see if girls were there. So me and my friend drove there and we sweat.
And were there and girls there? Was there girls? Joe.
No, I don't think so. I don't remember.
He doesn't even know.
I don't believe
Did you come in? Did you like? I thought you like made it known that you were there or something.
Well, that was one other time. I think the one time I went in, there was like
multiple.
Joe, you're here. What are you doing here? Right?
That's so weird.
There's no way I just went in and said hi to you.
If I would have known that you did that on purpose, we'd be in a different situation right now. I'm over here thinking that's a true coincidence. I'm like, dang, that's crazy. It's a big place. And like, you just in the same spot. Like, whoa.
And I looked so hot that night,
too. The stars have aligned. So you knew. You probably knew I was going to be at church that day, the very first time we met.
No, I didn't know that.
Why do you think she looked so hot?
Yeah.
She knew she was going to run into you.
Well, mission accomplished.
She was prepared.
All that spying and weird stuff was worth it, I guess.
Do you guys want to hear something funny? Well, it's kind of funny. There was a time I found a receipt in Zeke's pants when I was doing
those are the worst signs. You're like, what the frick?
Wait, hold on. First of all.
Yeah.
So you take stuff out of the pockets when you put it in?
Only some then. I don't do it now because I don't even do laundry now. Hey, Zeke does laundry.
You should take stuff out of your pants before.
I just was. So you take stuff.
Yeah.
You take stuff out of the pockets. I was just wondering because I've had so many clothes ruined by chapstick. I'm just wondering.
Oh. Yeah, no, that is the worst, though.
It's his fault. He's a tick out of his pants.
Take your own pockets out. No. So I'm clean. I took this out, and there was a receipt, and it said honeybees or honey bears. And it was on Van Buren. And you know that. And I was so mad. Then you know what really made me so mad? The price was only $5. And I'm like, then I'm thinking, this is a stinky place. Gross, you know.
But
what kind of a place is this?
Treat yourself better than that. Yeah.
So then I'm like, ooh, gross. And so then I go in, I'm like, what is this? Honey bears, $5, you know, or whatever. Maybe it was 10. I don't know. It was cheap. And he's like, it's a barbecue place. I'm like, and I looked it up.
Now, of course, we all
looked and it up. It was a barbecue place, and I was so like, funny. Okay. Anyway, so Honey Bears on Van Buren. I don't even know if it's still there.
And then you've checked every pair of pants pockets since then, looking for what's
and
next.
I've not ever found a receipt since. And now he does the laundry.
Yeah, he's like, I gotta cover my tracks now.
He's like, no more letting her know my favorite barbecue spot is.
That's why he does laundry now.
Hey, I'll take that, Frick.
So,
do the laundry, bro.
That was pretty bad.
That's hilarious.
That is awesome.
See, we all have our silly stories. Yeah. They're just fun.
So, back to the mother-in-law. Sorry.
No, I love it.
All over the place. She hired a detective to find out about her daughter-in-law, didn't she?
So, here's the update.
Okay. She swabbed herself.
Yeah.
But open your mouth.
Just wait.
Oh.
Well, I wish I could say things get better. But mother-in-law made sure that it didn't happen. After my husband told her off, I thought she'd at least try to apologize, but instead, she doubled down. She started calling my husband, telling him I was turning him against his own mother and that I was overreacting to a simple question. She even pulled the Clausen victim knot, crying to the rest of the family about how I was keeping her grandbaby from her. Then, things took a ridiculous turn. I found out from my sister-in-law that mother-in-law was actually trying to get a DNA test done behind our back. Apparently, she was hoping to get a strand of my baby's hair or some spit to confirm the truth. When my sister-in-law told me, I was absolutely done. I told my husband that until she apologizes, it's not a fake, I'm sorry you're mad apology, but a real one. She is not welcomed around me or my daughter. Thankfully, my husband backed me up 100%. He told his mother that if she can't respect his wife and child, then she doesn't deserve to be a part of our lives. Mother-in-law lost it. She went full drama mode, telling everyone I was tearing the family apart and that she might never recover from this heartbreak. At this point, I don't even care. She disrespected me, she disrespected my marriage, and she disrespected my child. Actions have consequences. So yeah,
Mother-in-law still hasn't met the baby, and unless she does some serious apologizing and self-reflection, she won't be anytime soon. Am I the a-hole?
No. No, but that would be maybe hard. Maybe they should communicate a little bit. Send her text. Pictures. Like, what you're missing out on?
I'm just kidding.
Rub it in her face.
But I mean, at a certain point, it's like, hey, do you want to be involved in this kid's life? Because we're not cool with how you're treating us. Mm-hmm. And I mean, ultimately, yeah, everything's solved by communication. We talk about this all the time. It's,
yeah.
Like, mother-in-law, if you have your doubts, you got to clear the air somehow. Yeah. You don't just get to be like this little seed in their marriage affecting stuff. Like, OP has every right to be upset with the mother-in-law. I just think it's a serious thing for her to not meet her grandkid.
Yeah, that's
hard. I feel bad for the baby.
And it is her son.
Yeah.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, well, it's like, if it is his baby, then it is her grandchild.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Tell me right now.
Maybe mother-in-law, maybe the son really isn't.
Hey, hey.
Right now.
You're always going to say you saw it.
Right now.
And that's why it came into her mind.
She's projecting.
She is. Uh-huh. Wait.
Shannon.
Wait, that is it. I got it.
Shannon.
That is the update.
The top comment says, tell her you want a DNA test on your husband as you don't think his father is the real father. She must be projecting from her own slutty days.
Wow. Is there an update on that?
Was that your comment? Are you 18K gold?
I am.
Is that like your username?
Yeah, don't make her reveal her burner.
Maybe.
Oh.
That's what happened. Is that what happened?
She,
where else would she get it from?
What's this idea that she can't, like, get over? Like, that you need to make sure that's your kid.
It's basic trust. It's that she doesn't think that the character is there. And that, to me, that part, I understand because, like, obviously this lady could be crazy, but if she's not, then maybe there's a reason that she wants the DNA test. All right, so story number one was Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead.
Oh, yes. Okay. The funeral. Yeah.
Funeral.
Okay. Story number two, Facebook group gone wrong post.
BYOB.
Okay. BYOB.
Mama Linda.
Number three was the volleyball post. The mom that her daughter didn't make the volleyball team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
My daughter. Okay.
Like, go ride your bike, fatty.
You don't work out on those calves.
Yes.
Okay. And the fourth?
And the fourth was
crazy mama.
The
crazy mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
I can't. She can't hold my baby.
Test.
That might be real. That one might be real.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're smiling.
So this is a reminder for you guys and the listeners. Three real, one generated by ChatGPT.
And our brains.
One fake.
So one fake story.
Which means one fake.
Okay, so more. Okay, okay. I say the Ding Dong.
That's the fake. The fake.
That one from fake. Because who would sing a song like that in a funeral?
Your sister?
Hello.
That's
if it's not real now, it could be in another few years.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm playing it now. It's happening.
It's on video or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to add this and then we'll play the song.
It's okay. Nobody get offended. I'm proving this.
Sound good.
That's so hard. Okay.
For the volleyball mom?
Ding Dong? I think, yes. That's a little off. I'm so going to be wrong, but I'm going to say that it's the paternity one.
Okay.
Only because it very well could be a true, like, today it's so crazy that it actually could be true.
Totally.
But I'm just,
Okay. Those are
maybe there's like a different, it could be true to a certain point.
So I'll tell you guys right now.
We're wrong.
One of you totally could be right. One of you totally could be wrong.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah.
You guys know, right? Obviously.
Yes. Okay. We know where the fake is.
We do. Okay. We're the puppeteers. Yeah. Oh, but for the listeners, go on socials and give us a vote who you think is, which one you think is the fake story. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok. Visit us up. Tell us which one you think is fake and listen in next week to find out.
Dun, dun.
Thank you guys so much for being here. You guys were phenomenal. We'd love to have you guys back on soon. Thank you for giving me your rhythm.
You're welcome. We're glad we could help.
Middle-aged mama drama. You're two young, beautiful ladies. We're perfect for it. So yes. Thank you. Let's get our hands in. Internet frenzy on three. 1, 2, 3.
Internet frenzy. Internet frenzy. Electric love, so trendy. Bites and bits, we're blending. One click, no pretending.